Hey everybody, welcome to a very special episode of the Transpose Podcast. I am Stephanie Bree, and unfortunately for a bunch of reasons I can't get too deep into, Robin is not able to make it on the show today. But as the saying goes, the show must go on. And so we came to terms where I will get to talk to you for a shorter show, which does mean a couple of things. One, it does mean that we were only going to have basically one topic, and it's just going to be me bringing it to you. And two, there won't be a top five this week. So we have the show that we wrote and planned that was going to be for today set aside. Robin will come back next week, and she will tell everybody what's going on. It's her story to tell, not mine, but she wanted me to keep everybody informed. And for starters, I want to thank every single person who listens to the show. Thank you. It's been amazing having your support. Also, we want to thank all our Twitter followers, not just the ones that follow me or the ones that follow Robin, but also those of you who follow both of us and those of you who follow the show as well, at TransposedPod. We also have a few people following our Facebook page, so thank you for that as well. So, like I said, Robin's not able to make it today, and we had something else planned, special this week, that didn't work out also due to technical reasons. I won't be able to go into the specifics there either. So, because this is going to basically be a solo show, it's going to be a shorter show. Since it's half the show, it's going to be half the time. It's half, you know, half your host, half your show. So it's going to be a shorter, roughly 45 minutes thereabouts. Please stick with us. I promise I'm going to do my best to give everybody a reason to come back and kind of give you something to hope for. And also, I'm still going to be able to kind of carry the show a little bit. So what I'm going to talk about today, and this is just something that has been kind of floating around in my mind a little bit, but I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we are hoping to do, not just with the show, but our broader trans community, trans rights goals. So this is going to just be an overview of what we're trying to accomplish and what we're hoping to get out of it and what we hope you get out of it, while I kind of also talk about some of the things that we have in the works. So I want to start off with a personal note. And on my end, that personal note is I have recently cut ties with the news media business. If you listened to the show, you knew when I first started, I told everybody I was a TV producer. Before that, I was a journalist and things like that. So I'm cutting ties with the TV business, which means I'm no longer pursuing a career as a journalist. And my reason to do that is because I want to advocate for trans rights more than I've been. So that's something I'm working on. And that's something that I'm going to be able to do going forward. And so one of the things I've been doing is I've been reaching out to people in the community, the LGBT community, looking for ways that I can get involved. Maybe I can volunteer, letters I can write, or maybe I can do, you know, just whatever I can do. So one of the things Robin and I have talked about is finding ways that I can be useful in that respect, but also ways that she can kind of support that or help me out, or she can do her thing. The other thing that I'm trying to do, that one of the things that we're trying to do, is we're trying to shine a spotlight on other trans individuals. And to that end, there is something that happened in the news today that Robin really was excited for. And like I said, unfortunately, she couldn't be here today. But I know she's really excited for this. So basically, there's a transgender actress. Her name is Nicole Maines. And we've talked about her on past episodes of the show. She's an actress who is on the she's in the CW Supergirl show. And the last season, the final season of the show is about to go, I think it's either going into production or it's getting ready to air. I'm not sure which, but the network released the poster today, and she's on, not only is she on the poster, she's featured prominently on the poster, which is good for trans visibility. And so that's exciting. And that's one of the things I want to help. Well, Robin and I both want to help foster is trans visibility. So one of the things we want to try to do is find people in the trans community that we can spotlight. Either doing things like maybe we pick a trans person of the month or something like that. We haven't talked about this yet, but it's something we're looking into. But what I really want to do is find some way that we can help showcase people. Maybe we can interview people, or we can just, you know, tell people if you're doing something awesome and you're in the trans community, we want to tell people about you. We want to help tell your story. So if you have somebody that you know is transgender, or if you yourself are transgender and you want to share your story or your friend's story or whatever, reach out to us. We have, like she said last week, we have a Gmail account. It's transposedpod@gmail.com. So definitely send us a line and see what you want. We also have, of course, like I said, the Facebook and the Twitter. Leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing. And so that's something that we want to try to do to help, you know, spread awareness and build more of a community and promote transgender, trans visibility. Because, you know, we are under attack from all different sides. And one of the things we're trying to do is we want to help normalize being trans. We want people to just know there's nothing about us that they should be afraid of. And we want them to know that they should support us and help us get the equality that we all deserve and the respect that we all deserve. And that's what we're pushing for and advocating for. Now, on the political end, I'm not at liberty to discuss what our politics are going to be moving forward or how we're going to handle that. And again, that's not for the show. But we are going to definitely be a lot more mindful of things that we can do to help the transgender community, because that was the whole point of the show to begin with. It was to help not just spread awareness, but just to put more transgender content out there, because the more of us that is out there, the more normal it becomes, you know. And that's something we should all aspire for and hope for. So, you know, we're not quite there yet, but we know we are getting closer. So another thing we talked about doing, and this is something that we're talking about because we want to find ways that we can promote the show, and we want to find ways that we can promote the community. In order to do that, we need to reach a bigger audience. And so we're looking for ways to get more support from our listeners, and we're talking about launching a Patreon campaign. And what we're asking from all of you is to give us ideas, suggestions on what types of bonus kinds of content or shout outs or what types of Patreon rewards do you think that you would like to see from us, and what would you be willing to pay? You know, like, for example, give us a tier and say, well, for $3 a month, I'd pay for X, or, you know, Y or Z or whatever. Give us a suggestion, or just say, you know, hey, you guys talk about this and it would be really cool if you did more of that or something else. Just let us know. Share your thoughts. And just kind of go through that. While we're also talking about, you know, changes and, you know, our transitions and everything, we also, you know, want to talk about what we've accomplished. And I'm going to say right now, just in the short amount of time I've been in Robin's life, she's changed mine. And so I've seen her life change as well. And I know that she's doing a lot of great things, and I know she wants to do more great things, so we need help. We can't do it alone. We need you to comment and give us feedback. Click likes on our Twitter, on our tweets, and retweet, things like that. And engage with us and help share the podcast and tell people, hey, this is a cool thing they're doing. And, you know, give us ideas. Help us make the show better. So that's another thing that we are working on. And again, if we can get some help, if we can get some feedback, that would be absolutely fantastic. Prior to last week's show, we started running a Twitter poll where we would ask you guys, the audience, what you want us to talk about for our top five. And you responded, and you picked our top five, and last week we stuck to it. We did the same thing this week. We put it out on Twitter and said, hey, what would you like for our top five to be? And we talked amongst ourselves what topics we'd like to discuss, and then we put four of those in a poll and let you guys decide. And you guys decide, you know, you, those of you who listen to the show, you read our tweets, you engage with us, you know what we're capable of and what will get us excited. So you picked a great topic this week. I can't say what it is because spoilers, but I can say, because of the situation behind the scenes, we weren't able to get to that topic this week. And so I'm going to have to say definitely, definitely, definitely come back for that. Now, we've been on the show, we've been naming our episodes after sci-fi movies. Rise of the Skywalker was one. We did Voyage Home, which was a Star Trek reference. We've been making references. Well, Star Wars and Star Trek has been the bread and butter. But unfortunately, we ran out of Star Trek and Star Wars references because we hit episode 10. And there is no Star Wars episode 10. There is no Star Trek number 10. Star Trek stops at 6. They stopped numbering at 6, I ought to say. And, well, you know, Star Wars basically stopped at 9. But there is a movie franchise that did make it all the way to number 10. And Robin doesn't like me talking about it. It's Jason X. Because Jason goes into space. So this week's episode is probably going to have a title that's a play on those words. And I hope you enjoy it and understand where we are coming from. Now, I can tell you that Robin is very deeply, very, very deeply sorry that she couldn't make it today. And she's got things that she has in her life she's got to get taken care of. And she's going to be the one to come in here and say, hey, everybody, here's the scoop. And she's going to give it to you next week. So please come back next week and listen to what's going on and get the scoop. And I think it'll help you understand what it is we are trying to do with this show, because we really want to help other people. And I can tell you, and I can't tell you how I know this other than I've seen it, Robin has a great big giant heart, and she just wants to help everybody, and she's all about helping trans people, and I'm on board with that as well. So she is doing wonderful thing. So please give us feedback, help us, tell us what we can do to earn your support so that we can get, so we can put something together that you're willing to contribute towards, that we can make it work, because we want to do more than just, you know, talk about issues and then joke around for 5 minutes at the end of the show about things we like. One of the other things that I did recently is I definitely started exploring more in the realms of like earrings and jewelry and makeup and stuff. So I've slowly, as we've talked about on the show in previous episodes, I've slowly been starting to find my style, my fashion, and what I think works for me. And so I'm going to post a picture to our Twitter and our Facebook, so you can see one of the outfits that I put together recently that I did all on my own. And Robin was very proud of me for putting it together. So she gave me good feedback, and I want to share it with y'all. And then we'll come back next week, and we'll kind of talk a little bit about, you know, something related to that. Now, another thing we've been doing, and I kind of want to recap a little bit of what we've done on the show and how we want to move forward. So one of the things we've been doing on the show is we were trying to tell a narrative, so to speak. So we were planning each week out ahead of time. So we were going to say, this is the topic, this is going to be our main topic, and then we're going to keep doing that. But we haven't been able to stick to that 100% because a couple of things came up and life threw us some curveballs. So we rolled with the punches. Well, we've decided we're not going to do that anymore. So I know we like to end the show with a, hey, what can you expect next week? Well, we've talked it out and we've decided we're not going to do that anymore. And it's simply because we don't want to give you a false expectation. We don't want to promise something that we can't deliver. So we will promise each week we'll do our best to have a show, and we'll do within our abilities. We'll give you the best show that we can at that point in time. And if we make mistakes, we'll fix it. And I know I personally want to throw this out there. I want to apologize for how last week's episode went. And I, in particular, we were supposed to have a discussion on the difficulties that trans people have in relation, transgender Catholics, or excuse me, Christians have with their faith. And I know I did talk about that a little bit, but I promised I wouldn't get preachy. And looking back on it, I feel like I may have gotten a little bit preachy. So I want to apologize ahead of time, or I just want to apologize if I did that. I am sorry. And just say, going forward, I'll try my hardest not to do that again. Because I know you're not here to hear that, and we're not here to give you that. So there's been a lot of different things going on in the news in regards to transgender people. And again, this isn't a current events show, so I'm not going to recap everything that's going on. Instead, what I'm going to say is, if you're transgender, you probably are already aware of the things that are going on. We'd like to hear from you. What would you like us to talk about? So one of the things I want to probably start doing is tweeting out once a week, or yeah, probably once a week, you know, give us top suggestions for topics and then let people respond, you know, if we can get that hashtag going, you know. And by the way, I tag all of my, anytime I post something on Twitter that's related to the transgender community, I tag all of my posts. And this is not just mine personally, the Spider's Lair. That's my account at the Spider's Lair, but also the at TransPostPod. I tag them with the hashtag trans community. And the reason I do that is I talk to a lot of trans people who say that, yes, they're a part of the trans community, or we feel like we're also a part of the LGBTQ community. And there's a lot of people who, you know, you have retro gaming community, and you have, you know, wrestling community, and you have the writers community, and all these other quote-unquote communities online, but I have not seen a lot of tweets in the trans community. And I've seen people make comments about it, but you know, a lot of people outside of the trans world do lump us in with LGBT people. You know, LGBTQIA is the long term. Some people just say LGBT plus, whatever. And the thing is, we are on the rainbow, but also we have our own rainbow. We have our own flag. We are, some of us are L or G. Some of us are gay or lesbian. Some of us are not. And that's the thing. Trans is not necessarily gay or necessarily straight. Some of us are in between. Some of us are the B, the bi. L, lesbian, whatever. We're all over the spectrum. And And the thing of it is, we ourselves here at Transposed, Robin and I feel, we talk about this and we feel very strongly about this. We want to build a strong, coherent trans community with support from the LGB community and the QIA community and all of the other communities. But we also want to have a voice as trans people. And that's one thing we are trying to do. And that's why this show is a trans-focused show. That's why it's called Transposed. I listen to shows that have gay hosts or bisexual hosts or lesbian hosts or whatever. Or there's a mix, you know. And that's fine. And I like supporting the broader community. And we will do that as well. Remember how last week and the week before we talked about the Blibbles on Twitch? We're still telling you to check out the Blibbles if you haven't, because he's doing the same thing. He is himself in the trans or the LGBT community. He's not trans. He's gay. And he's in the community as well. So he's supporting us. But we are still trying to tell people that trans is a part of the rainbow, but we are our own thing. We have our own flag. We have our own rainbow. It's like, think of it like this. The LGBTQ rainbow is the European Union, and trans is a country within that. Or if you're an American, think of it like this. The United States has its own flag, and that is a world power. But within that, there are individual states, individual powers, individual governments, and you know, each state has its own flag. Trans is its own thing, and we have our own flag, and we have our own community, but we are in cooperation with the gay community, the lesbian community, feminist community. We're in cooperation with the intersex community. We're in cooperation with the non-binaries. We're in cooperation with, you know, the asexuals and the pansexuals and everybody else that's in the rainbow. You know, we all have a color on that flag, and I love that. You know, and I'm glad that we could all work together. But I believe firmly that it is important that we have our identity and our own community. And that's what we're trying to build at Transposed. We're trying to build that. So please, if you listen to this show, when you add us, or when you retweet us, or when you send us a comment, please use the hashtag trans community. If you are transgender and you are tweeting on Twitter, please try to use whenever you're tweeting to let people know it's a mark. Let them know you're a part of the trans community. And let's make ourselves visible. Let's make that a trending hashtag so that we can push back against the people that are trying their damn hardest to erase us. Now, I am absolutely in no way telling you how to live your life. I'm pleading with you. This will help us all grow. So I'm making a suggestion with the hope that you will agree with us and help us do this. Again, I want to thank every single one of you who has listened to the show, everyone who's commented on the podcast or left us a note on either our Facebook page or our Twitter, or you've tweeted at one of us, either Robin or myself, or you've gone to either of our Facebook pages, or, you know, because we have other Facebook, you know, other social medias, and she's got an Instagram too. I have an Instagram, but I don't use mine as much as she does. I use mine more for, like, hey, look, pretty earrings, and she uses hers for her photography. So, you know, that's where we differ slightly, you know. I'm the writer, she's the photographer, and I'm perfectly okay with that. Perfectly okay with that. So I really want to say that, you know, we can't do, I want to be frank with everybody. We cannot do this alone. We can't do it without your support. So I'm begging you, if you do support us, tell us what we can do to be better. Help us grow. Tweet, for us on our behalf. Tweet at us. Tell us what topics that you want to hear, and retweet our stuff, and tell all your friends. Say, hey, everybody, you have to help these people because they're doing something great for our community. Because we really want to do something great for our community. We live in the Dallas Metroplex, and there's a thriving LGBTQ community in this area. And we're at the cultural center of the bluest part of Texas, in the reddest part of the state. And so we're struggling ourselves in so many different ways to find ways to make ourselves more visible. And we want to do that. We want to be out there seen, and we want to use our talents, but we cannot do it alone. So we're asking for help. Any help you can give us. Tweet at us, comment, like, subscribe, you know, give us suggestions for Patreon, and then we'll set it up. And then if you can afford it, and you can, and your heart is moved and you want to support us, then that would be great. Help us out and help this show do good things, because that's what we're here for. That's what we're going for. No, we are not, and I want to put this out there so that we don't get all, you know, blah, 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 fuzzy in trouble and whatnot. We are not a nonprofit, and we are never going to solicit donations or ask for, you know, give us money, blah, blah, blah. That's not what we're here for. But like all other, you know, communities out there, we want to support people. And if you want to help us out, please do so. And the best way you can help us out is by sharing our episodes, commenting, and helping us get that SEO going, because SEO is a shorthand for search engine optimization. For those that maybe didn't know, there's probably 5 people in the world that don't, but just in case, there it is. So that's the bulk of what's going on right now. I kind of want to lean back a little bit, and I'm gonna push my chair away from the mic for just a second, because I gotta get my shoes off, because my boots off, because my feet are killing me. And I want to talk about one more thing before I let you all go, because like I said, this will be a shorter show than usual, but I want to make it a meaningful show. So now I'm moving the chair back towards the mic so you can hear me. And so one of the other things that is happening lately is, and we talked about this on the show, we talked about athletes, and we talked about visibility, and I talked a little bit about it earlier. But one of the things that is happening is trans people are being monetized by websites and businesses that are cashing in, so to speak. But also, there's a lot of trans people out there that are turning to things like OnlyFans or, you know, Ko-fi, coffee, I don't know, things like that, and GoFundMe and things like that. And so another thing that we've started doing is, once a month, I do on this on the Twitter at Transpost Pod. Once a month, I pick one GoFundMe, a trans person, trans man or trans woman, who's looking for some sort of help financially, whether they're struggling to pay for HRT, or whether they're struggling to pay for, if they're trying to get money for a surgery, or they're trying to get money, maybe they're homeless and they're trying to get money for housing, or whatever it is. This is something I'm doing, but we're doing it on Twitter at Transposed Pod. So I'm hoping that people will start to, and some people have done this. They have sent us, they've added us, you know, the at symbol Transposed Pod. There are people who have added us who have said, yes, I have this person who's doing this thing, or this who's struggling, and we've retweeted some of those things. So if you know somebody, if you have a friend who's transgender, who's struggling, they have, you know, like a GoFundMe or something, a crowdfunding, or they have some way to that the community can help them out, feel free to reach out to us in any way that you can and send us your suggestions, and we will try our best to put that out there for our audience. Now, we're not trying to promote other people's, you know, like if you've got a Patreon or you've got a podcast and you know, you've got a business or whatever. We want to promote everybody, but at the same time, we want to promote people that need help. And so we're going to ask that you tweet us or you message us or you email us people that are, you know, individuals who are in need, who, or, you know, if you have, let's say you have a community center or a nonprofit in your area that's helping trans youth or trans people, homeless trans people, or a homeless shelter that caters to trans people, something like that. Tell us about it, and we'll try to, you know, get the word out. So that's something we're doing. We're doing that on Twitter, but we're doing, you know, we're going to do that as much as we can, whenever we can, to just try to give a voice to the people who need it. Which is that, giving a voice to the voiceless, is what drew me to journalism in the first place. And I can still continue that as a podcaster and as a blogger in other ways. So I'm going to do my part, and that's what we're going to do here on Transpose, and we're going to ask y'all to do the same. And so I'm running out of breath, and I'm, you know, kind of running out of steam, so I think we've reached the peak of what we're going to be able to pull off today. So again, let us know what we can do to make the show better. Let us know what we can do to further enrich your lives as trans people, how we can help other trans people. Follow us on Twitter at TransposePod. Follow us on Facebook at TransposePod. Mine is at The Spider's Lair on Twitter, and Robin's is at Robin Allura on Twitter. And, you know, we have kind of a contest going on who can get more Twitter followers. I'm blowing her out of the water with my 1,600 plus, and she's got something less than that. So, you know, see which one of us you want to follow more and help us out. Make your girl Stephanie the more popular one. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. I apologize deeply that we didn't do our normal show, but I promise we will be back next week, you know, so long as everything works itself out, and Robin will fill you in on the unfortunate what's happening. And some of you who listen to the show who know her personally, you kind of already have a heads up, and the rest of you, you'll get the scoop when it's time. In the meantime, stay cool.